President John Mahama will be addressing the 69th UN General Assembly, which is scheduled to take place on the 24th of this month. This was announced when the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Hannah Tete, briefed the media on the upcoming General Assembly session in New York. This year's General Assembly will focus on the delivery and implementation of a transformative post-2015 development agenda. Rita Nyako and Everlasting Johnson have filed this report.
The UN General Assembly, established in 1945 under the Charter of the United Nations, occupies a control position as the chief policy-making and representative organ of the United Nations. The Assembly provides a unique forum for multilateral discussion of international issues. It is also empowered to make recommendations on state and international issues within its competence. Madame Tete said Ghana's delegation will be led by President Mahama. She outlined some of the activities that will take place at the meeting.
All countries, developing and developed, have a stake in the forthcoming debate, which is intended to build on the achievements of the Millennium Development Goals and further define a successive global development plan, which would hopefully engender a practical and positive transformation in the lives of the majority of the world's people. The post-2015 development agenda is expected to continue the impressive record set with the implementation of the Millennium Development Goals on poverty, hunger, health, gender and education, while addressing additional challenges. The international community has since 2013 been engaged in the review of progress made so far vis-à-vis new processes for a successor development blueprint, which we anticipate will be referred to as the Sustainable Development Goals. In other words, we're moving from the MDGs to the SDGs. The post-2015 development agenda is expected to be centered on the principles of sustainable development and driven by the spirit of the Millennium Declaration, as well as the best lessons of the Millennium Development Goals. This year, the Secretary General will be convening a climate summit, during which member states are expected to share with the international community their respective efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and curb the effects of climate change.
The UN Resident Coordinator, Susan Nganji, said over the past 2 years, the UN has been fervently discussing the agenda all countries should follow after 2015, which happens to be the last year for achieving the Millennium Development Goals. The 69th session will consider the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, and this does not mean that the MDGs will be forgotten. She said the UN will institute a transformative development agenda that will build on the MDGs and focus on eradicating poverty and hunger.
A report by Rita Nyako and Everlasting Johnson.